Yesterday, in my look at the life of those we commemorate in the First World War, I started to talk about Plymouthian football and rugby just before the conflict began. At the end, I asked you what the talking point in the Western Morning Mercury was the week before the outbreak of war. The answer is not profound. It's not about the meaning of life and honour. Of all things, it was about Christmas pudding. Christmas pudding, should it be an all-year-round treat or just for Christmas? And those were the sort of questions that our ancestors joked about as they went to war. Now, the sport I did not talk about yesterday, one of the most popular participatory sports of the time, was swimming. Every weekend, regardless of season or weather, hundreds of swimmers swam in open water off the Hoe. More than that, swimming clubs were at the centre of many Plymouthians' social calendar. A great deal of charitable giving involved these clubs, whether it be a garden show or sponsored swim in silly outfits. Swimming for many was a way of life. Although strictly separated into men and women's groups, there were reports of dalliances and relationships blossoming amongst swimmers of the opposite sex. My point today is that when we commemorate the First World War, rather than having a mental image of the monochromatic, serious men fighting and dying in Flanders for their country, perhaps we should have a more realistic image of real people, real pastimes, real passions, real loves, and real lives. In fact, the more passion they had, the more the love that they had for those around them, so the more they had to lose, and so the greater the sacrifice they made for our freedom. Oh, we must remember them. Thank you, and God bless.